Let's head to Mississippi. That's where the Mississippi State University Department of Agricultural Economics recently caught up with the state's officer team. They shared their thoughts on the advisors and family members who helped them achieve their FFA goals.
Miss Taylor, from the first time in the seventh grade when I stepped into your classroom, my life has changed dramatically since then. FFA has become a big impact on my life because of you and the impact that you made and the drive that you had to make sure that I was a good member, and I thank you for that. Thank you for the countless times riding in the car, singing to our favorite song, playing Guess That Song. Thank you for taking me places throughout these years and just having fun and to making me live life to the fullest. Thank you for that. I'll always remember you. Love always, Tyler.
Mr. Walters, Dr. Scammerhorn, I want to say thank you for all the help you've given me throughout these few years. I want to say thank you for putting me through my very first speaking contest in the ninth grade and even making me suffer through what seemed to be like the longest van ride to Indianapolis ever, thanks to hard-boiled eggs and a wandering goat. But I want to say thank you for helping me get through this crazy part of my life we like to call high school. Thank you, JC.
Mr. Derrick, thank you so much for letting me spill the tea every time I was stressed out about college tests and FFA events happening at the same time. You kept my head on straight, and you motivated me by sending me Bible verses that directly pertain to the problems I was facing. No matter how many jokes I've made over the years or how many times you make fun of me for wanting to eat chicken instead of steak, I appreciate you and everything you've done for me. Thank you for pushing me to run for state office, because it is an experience I never want to forget. Love, AK.
Mr. Clark, you welcomed me to Ag on the first day, and you gave me a place that I would call home for the next 5 years. I have you to thank for the path that I was set on that brought me where I am today. Mr. Parker, you didn't know what you were stepping into when you came to West Jones, but you came with a willingness to work, and you've pushed me to succeed. Thank you for everything you've done to push me to my future. And thank both of you for the influence that you've had on my life. Love, Brody.
Thank you, Miss Haley, for always being there for me and for helping me make my crazy ideas even crazier. Thank you for pushing me to do anything outside of my comfort zone.
Miss Taylor, what can I say? Unfortunately, I was probably one of your most rambunctious students. There wasn't a day that you didn't have to stop class to answer my stupid questions or get on to me for interrupting the class with my random facts about animals that we may or may not have been talking about. I was your errand boy, your shop guy, and I'm just so glad that you saw something in me that I never saw in myself. You've been a mentor and a friend for as long as I can remember, and I feel like that's going to be the same for years to come. Love, Dakota.
Mom, you've always been there for me since the time I was born. You've always taken really great care of me, and I'm grateful for that. For me not eating your hamburgers when you made them, and for me just saying that I'll cook my own meal. And I'm grateful that you just still let me cook my own meal. I'm glad that you've been there for me through this year and for making sure that I had what I needed and that I got to where I needed to be on time. I thank you for that. Love, Tyler.
Mom, Dad, Mr. Brent, I want to say thank you for being my inspiration, my role models, and my best friend. I want to say thank you for driving me to and from FFA competitions, and even just to and from school. I want to say thank you, Dad, for watching over me and Mom and all of our family, even though I know you're not here physically. Mr. Brent, I want to say thank you for being here for me and Mom throughout everything that we've gone through. Thank you. Love, JC.
Dad, thank you so much for teaching me things I never thought I would need to know until I actually used them. Like how to check my oil in my car throughout all of these miles on the road, or what exactly a cant hook is whenever I'm talking to business professionals in forestry. You've given me my sense of humor, and you've taught me how to live in the moment. Mom, thank you so much for buying me an endless supply of pantyhose throughout this year and all the other years I've been in FFA, because apparently I ripped them a lot. You have been the one to drive me to FFA events whenever I was too tired, and you've even driven yourself just to come watch me speak. Thank you both for your endless support throughout my endeavors in this year and the years to come. Love, AK.
Thank you, Daddy, for getting me started at Amplify and always giving me the best advice. Thank you, Mama, for all the countless hours you've invested in taking me to contests and driving me all around the state. I have truly enjoyed all of our many road trips. Thank y'all both for supporting me and always pushing me to be my best. Love always, Colin.
Mama, you've always been there for me when I had a room full of toys and when we couldn't hardly afford Christmas. We always made it through, and you always taught me to never quit fighting for my dreams. Love you always. Daddy, I always wish you could be closer, but you've never been more than a phone call away. You've been nothing but supportive this year, and I just hope that we can continue that relationship through the rest of my travels. Love you always, Dakota.
Well, touching tribute there.